This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Cold War drama, Dana Andrews and I Was a Communist for the FBI. This episode, Draw the Red Curtain, was originally broadcast July 30th, 1952.
I Was a Communist for the FBI. Starring Dana Andrews and an exciting tale of danger and espionage, I Was a Communist for the FBI. Many of the incidents in the story you're about to hear are based on the actual records and authentic experiences of Matt Civetic, who for 9 fantastic years lived as a communist for the FBI. Here is our star, Dana Andrews, as Matt Civetic.
I was a part of the whole dirty mess. For 9 years, I lied. For 9 years, I cheated and betrayed my country in word and deed. For 9 long years, I was everything that decent people hate. For 9 years, I was a communist, working as an undercover man for the FBI. This story may help you understand why I felt my job was important to everyone in America.
Here is Dana Andrews as Matt Civetic, undercover man. This story from the confidential file is marked Draw the Red Curtain.
Here. Here. See this? That is what I think of your editing.
Very well, Vladimir. I'll report your change of heart to party headquarters and ask for a new assignment.
No, no. Wait, comrade.
Why?
I am sorry. I will put in the new dialogue. I do not want to disturb our comrades with such a petty quarrel.
I was sure you wouldn't.
But if only you weren't such an aesthetic nincompoop.
The party had me on an assignment that should have been easy. A soft job, with my only work consisting of editing a play to make sure it followed the party line. The job was a snap, with the one exception of the playwright, Comrade Vladimir Mashenko. Vladimir had a public, and to them he was a white Russian artiste. But I wasn't a part of his public. To me, he was strictly temperament, with a capital temper.
Please, comrade, don't look over my shoulder.
Just checking the new lines.
Go away.
You better be careful of the cop's speeches. It sounds a little like deviationism.
Comrade, go away. You know I can't stand to have you look over my shoulder.
Excuse me.
It is a pleasure.
Hello?
Comrade Savetic?
Yes?
Comrade Norris speaking. Report to me immediately.
And that's the way the job lost any softness it might have had. And trouble was mine without the asking. By now, I had almost gotten so that I was used to having trouble as a daily companion, but I never liked it. I left Vladimir attacking his typewriter like it was one of his hated capitalists, while I went down to party headquarters, located in a forbidding gray stone building that was, ironically, squatting between two symbols of everything communism was against, a church and a bank. Inside, Comrade Norris, the local MVD chief, greeted me with all the warmth of a bowl of ice cubes.
Sit down, comrade.
Thank you, comrade.
How is your work coming?
Oh, it's fine. Vladimir...
Keep it that way.
I'll try, comrade.
But that work is now secondary.
What? But I...
We are going to take over the local dramatic arts guild. This will be...
Local dramatics arts guild, but I...
You interrupt, comrade.
Well, I'm sorry, but how...
The exact methods you will learn from Evelyn Vickers Hall.
Is she in town?
Yes. You recognize her name, I see.
Naturally. She's one of our best organizers.
She has been brought in as a wardrobe mistress at the theater where Vladimir's play is to be put on.
How did she get that job?
It That's been... no business of yours, comrade.
Sorry.
As you know, Vladimir belongs to the Dramatic Arts Guild. You must get him to vouch for you so you can join, too.
Well, that won't be any problem.
Once in the guild, you are to report to Comrade Hall for instructions. Clear?
Clear.
Was too clear, all except the technique to be used. I knew the local dramatic arts guild had a membership of over 2,000, including people in all phases of the theater, from prop boys to set designers and stagehands to producers. I was plenty curious just how a handful of Reds were going to take it over. Curious but not disbelieving, I'd seen too many of their operations to underrate the threat of this one. As soon as I was away from Comrade Norris and party headquarters, I made my report to the FBI from a drugstore payphone.
Hello?
This is the man with the red hat.
We're in the market. Go ahead, Matt.
Evelyn Vickers Hall is coming to town, going to try and organize a takeover of the Dramatic Arts Guild.
When?
Right away. I got instructions to work with her. The commies aren't missing a bet in getting their message to the public.
Go ahead with it, Matt. Send us a list of the Reds you find in the guild. Then try to break up the deal without exposing yourself.
That's quite an order.
Yeah. Good luck.
Comrade, you are looking over my shoulder again.
Nice dialogue.
I don't like it when you... Huh? Oh, it's good, huh?
That's great. Can you get me into the Dramatic Arts Guild?
What? Oh, but why, comrade?
You'll learn soon enough. Can you do it?
Of course.
When?
Tomorrow. But in what occupation are you? The guild takes in all of the theater.
What's the difference? Make it I'm a writer.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Uh-oh. Here comes Angel Child.
Vladimir, my own beloved.
Ah, my beautiful Angel Child. Did you miss your Vladimir?
Oh, yes, yes. I adore you, my strong, my brilliant, my magnificent.
You see, Comrade Svetik, Sally knows me. She loves me.
Yeah.
Sally, be a darling. Put the kettle on.
Of course. Would you help me, Comrade Matt?
He'd be glad to.
But I...
Go ahead. I won't miss you.
All right. Well, this way to the kitchen.
I know.
The kettle is there on
Matt.
The... Huh?
We're alone, darling.
So we are. Well, I'll get the kettle and fill it.
Oh, Matt, why do you treat me like this? I'll do anything you say, only...
Then turn on the stove.
Here, give me the kettle. There. Now, will you talk to me like a human?
Sure. What do we talk about?
Matt, I like you.
That's nice.
Well, what's wrong with me?
Well, you're smart. You're very beautiful.
Oh?
But you've got the heart of a pawnbroker.
Well, naturally. I'm a woman.
You're a party member.
My mind is, but my feelings are pretty bourgeois.
You need some discipline, comrade.
Badly.
You did a good job bringing Vladimir into the party, but you're risking it with it.
Nonsense, I can handle Vladimir.
Either way, get a new boy to flirt with. I've got a new job to do. I'll be busy.
New job? Oh, don't tell me. With Evelyn Vickers Hall?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, what's so blame funny?
You'll see, my darling, tomorrow.
She was a sensation, Sally Northstan. No doubt about that. Blonde hair making a halo over a face that looked as though it deserved it. Only I knew how many lives had been wrecked, how many men Sally had ruined as a communist lure. The next day, I met with Evelyn Vickers Hall backstage of the Regal Theater. The commie organizer turned out to be a dumpy, gray-haired woman with a sweet face and a mouthful of pins. She talked around them as she worked on a costume.
You know our objective, Comrade Sabetic?
Yes, but not how we gain it. We only have a few party members in the guild.
28, to be exact. We will need another 100 or so fellow travelers who will vote the way we say.
That all? There's 2,000 in the guild.
2,000 members, yes. How many attend meetings?
I don't know.
300 or 400. That's our strength, comrade. These stupid capitalists are not interested in their guild. For the most part, they don't attend meetings and pay less attention to what is done in the meetings.
Well, that's vital to their work.
Believe me, comrade, they are sheep. They do what the guild says and never question why, as long as their salary checks are good.
In short, all we have to do is control the meetings.
That's right. And we will do it. You will see.
What's my job?
Your first job is the same as my own and Comrade Norstan's.
Sally? She's in on this?
Vitally. She's in the guild as an actress. We three are the nucleus. Our first move is to become important and active in the guild. Secondly, to become members of the board of directors.
That won't be easy. Most of the guild hates communists.
From here on, we are not communists. You and Sally are socialists. I will be a reformed party member, now preaching a so-called new doctrine.
I see. Same thing by a different name.
Exactly. We will work only on those members who attend the guild meetings, and we will use three separate methods.
Which are?
Your method is to work on the intelligent. Use the progress theme. The world must move forward. World unity. No more prejudice.
I know that line.
And Comrade Norstan will work on those susceptible to her physical attractions. While I'm the motherly type, so I've been told. I drag in the stupid and the lonely and the confused.
What'll we do? Begin some get-togethers, some coffee clutches?
That's the idea. Play down our real beliefs. Play up our concern about the poor and the oppressed.
I understand. I'll use Vladimir's place as a cover for some parties.
Miss Hall, is that costume ready yet?
In a few minutes, Mr. Tyne.
Well, shake it up. Sally's waiting for it.
Sally? Sally Norstan?
Who else, Buster? She's going to be the star of this here drama.
Well, who's that little bundle of vitamins?
Nate Tyne, the director.
Oh.
Stay away from him. He hates the party, and he's the big wheel in the guild.
Any chance for Sally to bring him around?
None. Tyne's married and likes it that way. Be very careful with him. He's the guild president and is the one man who could block us at the elections.
What elections?
2 months from now. A new board of directors for the guild will be elected.
How many directors?
5, counting the chairman. And 3 of the new directors are going to be communists.
July 30th, 1952, I was a communist for the FBI on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-95 651-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt talks more of I Was a Communist for the FBI, July 30th, 1952.
Now back to Dana Andrews, starring as Matt Savetic in I Was a Communist for the FBI, and the second act of our story.
Save it for the suckers, Sally. Get to work on that big actor over there. He's ripe for picking.
Oh, all right. But he dances like a tank with a broken tread.
Henry! All alone. Why don't you ask me to dance?
But of course, Sally.
What a day. Oh, hello, Mrs. Walker.
You, what a lovely party. It's just too divine.
Oh, thank you. I meant to tell you, I heard what you said to Nate Tyne last night. I certainly thought you put him in his place. You were brilliant.
Oh, I was? Oh, my. Oh, but they really were your words I used. After you explained how backward we were growing, I woke up to a lot of things.
Good. We certainly need some progressives. People like yourself to fight for the real human values. To tell the public about it.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to spread the word. My plays are going to have meaning from here on. Real social import.
Atta girl.
And about the elections next week. You can count on me to vote for you in this hall.
And Sally. She's one of us too, you know.
Oh, yes. Only, well, she seems... I suppose I'm just being a woman. I'll vote for her, too.
Good. And get some of your friends, too, Mrs. Walker. We need people like you on our side.
Oh, I will, Matt. Oh, my. I called you Matt. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, certainly not. Would you like to dance?
Me? I'd love to.
It was working, and a nastier operation I've never been in, leading all the innocent and gullible for a red ride straight into trouble. We had nearly 100 fellow travelers with us now, and Comrade Hall told us how we were going to use them.
The divide and conquer method, Comrade. Tomorrow night is the last guild meeting before elections. We need a law passed making it mandatory that there be at least 3 candidates for each position on the board.
One for us and the 2 other candidates to split the opposing vote.
That's right.
But we won't have a majority to get the law passed.
Yes, we will. Tomorrow night we're going to filibuster. We're going to stampede our law through.
But with only 100 odd votes,
by the time we've talked until 4 in the morning, so many of the opposing votes will have gotten sleepy and gone home. We'll have a majority. You'll see.
That
There it was, the simple way to control an entire guild with a handful of trained and organized Reds. Evelyn Vickers Hall knew her business, and even the stubborn fight of Nate Tyne, the guild president, couldn't stop us. We made sure of that beforehand.
Our comrades are down front. They know what to do, Comrade Hall.
Good. Let's go on stage. The meeting's ready to start.
And I say that this new law to have three candidates is essential, fellow workers, if we are to have a truly democratic election. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, that great leader whom we all remember...
All right, Miss Hall, all right. Make your point, please. We're waiting to vote.
You were elected to the board under the two-candidate system, Mr. Tyne.
You know I was, but
I can understand, then, how you would like to stop the passage of this new law.
All I want to do, Miss Hall, is to get some sleep. It's after 11.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tyne seems to dislike freedom of speech.
What? Why? What?
I put it to you, fellow workers. Are we to have a voice in our guild, or are we to be forced to do the bidding of a few dictatorial leaders? Thank you. I will go on. As I was saying, in the words of that great leader, Thomas Jefferson, whom we all remember...
Ten speeches and 4 hours later, the midnight session was losing attendance rapidly, and Comrade Hall wore a grin of triumph. The vote told why. The commie-inspired resolution was passed 120-98. It was the big test of our strength, and from there on, the elections looked like a red cinch. All except for Nate Tyne. The sharp-eyed little director was smelling lots of rats, and he showed it.
You did a lot of talking at the meeting, Savetic. You too, Vladimir. What's your story?
Story?
We only said what we believed. Is there anything wrong with that?
No. Only it had a bright pink color, just like a lot of your play, Vladimir.
Pink? Me?
You. If there's any more of it, you may have to get yourself a new director. Where's Sally? It's time for rehearsal.
She's in the wings with one of the actors. I'll get her.
Henry, you're really a very sweet boy, but I can't.
But Sally, please.
Oh, Matt.
I hope you're looking for me.
I am, and so is Tyne. He wants you on the stage.
Henry, find something to do, will you?
Of course, Sally.
You train them well.
Claude, I want you.
No dice. You're holding up rehearsal.
Fully, I'm the star. They'll wait.
How did that happen, anyway?
Vladimir talked to Tyne. Tyne auditioned me. He thinks I'm a good actress.
I'll buy that. Too bad you're not as good a party member.
Party member? Is that all you think about? You make me sick.
You'll be sicker after the control commission has you disciplined.
Don't bet on it, darling. You won't report me. It's your word against mine. And I can lie like the devil. Goodbye, dearest.
The laughing, devilish angel child gave me the idea how to break up Comrade Hall's invasion of the Dramatic Arts Guild. I didn't have much time before the guild elections, so the next night I went to the theater and found Vladimir backstage in Sally's dressing room.
Ah, good evening, comrade.
Good evening.
You're ready for the election?
Sure. Who has the room next door? Tyne, isn't it?
The little fascist. Yes, it's his office.
I thought so. Does he use it after rehearsal?
Of course.
Say, did you hear Sally in this scene she's doing on the stage? I think she's changed your dialogue. It doesn't sound so good.
She's what?
And the conclusion of I Was a Communist for the FBI, Draw the Red Curtain, July 30th, 1952, is next on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. But first...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA News update.
Two people are in critical condition after shots were fired at a community outreach event Friday night in Seattle. Police say at least two suspects are being sought. Former President Trump is mocking fellow Republican presidential candidate Will Hurd, who said Trump was only running for president to stay out of prison, unquote. Trump responded on social media calling Hurd a, quote, little-known failed former congressman. At least eight dogs have died while being transported to a canine training facility in Indiana. More than a dozen German shepherds were being driven from the Chicago O'Hare International Airport when the air conditioning unit stopped working. The National Weather Service says some relief is on the way for the Midwest and Northeast as a cold front pushes south from Canada. That will set the stage for thunderstorms and milder temperatures across the region into next week. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of I Was a Communist for the FBI. Draw the Red Curtain from July 30th, 1952.
Change but my words?
She wouldn't dare. I'll kill her.
Vladimir went out like an angry jet, and I went to work in a hurry on the ventilator shaft that connected Sally's dressing room to Tyne's office. In 5 minutes, I had the grate open at both ends, and in 10 more, I had the padded soundboards out of the shaft, leaving it an empty tin tube. I had no time to test it. I could only hope that voices would carry through it. Just as the rehearsal was ending, I caught Evelyn Vickers Hall outside the dressing rooms.
Yes, what is it, Matt?
I think you'd better speak to Sally. She's getting ideas now that she's starring in this play. She's ready to quit the party.
She's what?
Well, I'll strangle that pretty cat.
She'll be coming to her dressing room here in a moment.
Yes, and I'll be inside waiting for her.
Matt, where's Miss Hall? My costume needs fixing.
She's in your dressing room, Sally.
Oh, thanks a lot, darling.
Well, you're very welcome. Oh, Mr. Time.
Yes?
Aren't you going to your office?
Not tonight. I'm going straight home. Why?
I want to talk to you in private.
Well, can't it wait?
No, it's important.
Well, all right, but make it fast. Come on. Now, let's have a...
Stick a finger in my face, you old bat. I tell you, Matt's a betting lied. Believe what you like, I don't care. You don't care, comrade.
Sounds like Miss Paul.
Party will teach you to care. Don't threaten me. I don't like it.
Party?
Well, comrade.
Why's that dirty?
No time for a squabble. The guild elections are in a few days. You know your job. Don't worry about me, comrade Paul. Good night.
Yeah, so that's it. Now I see what... Svenik.
Yes?
Get out. What? Out. And forget what you've heard.
But
what you heard me. Not one word about this. Did it work? It was anyone's guess as Tyne hustled me out of his office. I waited in the hall. Then, to my surprise, Tyne came out in a few minutes and left without a word to anyone. For the next few days, I waited in tension for Tyne to go into action. Nothing. It was obvious as the day of elections came around that Comrade Hall had overrated Tyne's hate for Reds, or underrated his susceptibility to Sally. Either way, the election meeting began with no sign that Tyne knew anything was wrong. And I sat on the platform with the candidates, feeling pretty sick as I knew my plan had failed.
Look, Comrade Svetik, our comrades are all here in a solid block down front. We'll win without a struggle.
Yeah.
And when we control the board, the guild will do as the party says, as I say. Miss Hall, look! Look what's happening!
It was beautiful. Through all the doors of the huge hall they came, by the dozens, by the hundreds. In 15 minutes, the hall was jammed with people. Practically the entire guild had shown up for the elections. It was easy to see who was responsible as a grinning Nate Tyne stepped up to the rostrum.
Quiet! Quiet, please! Thank you! Fellow members of the Dramatic Arts Guild, as you know, tonight is the night of our elections. The elections that some of our members were certain of winning under the guidance of Miss Hall. Yeah. The very same Evelyn Vickers Hall who is at this moment sneaking from the platform, unwilling to face a guild united in its determination to get rid of communism.
Great night, and a group of Americans had proven again that communism can and will be defeated by a democratic people. For me, I had to report to party headquarters the next morning, and Comrade Norris was somewhat less than friendly.
You failed, Comrade Svetik, failed the party miserably.
But Comrade Norris, it was not my fault. It was Comrade Hall and Comrade Norston who were overheard by that fascist, Tyne.
I am aware of that. But you were part of the operation. Therefore, you must share the blame.
Yes, Comrade.
Consider yourself lucky. You're getting only a reprimand. Comrade Norston has been turned over to the Control Commission for proper discipline.
And Comrade Hall?
Her crime is greatest. Her punishment will be accordingly.
Oh.
Yes. It would be good if you kept in mind the penalty for failure.
I think of nothing else, Comrade Norris. Believe me. Good day. So there it was, another red plan gone wrong. But there were more plans, and behind them all, the deadly threat of their master plan, their historic mission. Until this threat was gone, I knew my work had to go on, and I would continue to be a man who walks alone.
July
July 30th, 1952, I was a communist for the FBI on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, an episode of the soap opera Claudia, July 30th, 1948. They're back home.
And now, Claudia.
Mama, we're almost home.
Good. I have a feeling this car is going to collapse any moment.
I'm never going to travel again with so much stuff. You two women remember that.
This isn't stuff. This is boxes and valises and luggage.
All the more reason.
Foof you.
Foof yourself. You'll see. I mean it.
How's the baby?
Oh, having a wonderful time. He's sound asleep.
He has the right idea.
Oh, look. Hey, look. We're going by the old schoolhouse.
No.
It's so quiet. Where are all the...
Claudia, this is the 30th of July. School's out.
Well, for heaven's sakes. When we left Eastbrook, school was in. My goodness, the schoolhouse looks very forlorn without anybody around.
Claudia, sit still. You want to end up in the ditch?
Oh, David, darling, you drive so beautifully. You wouldn't drive into a ditch, would you?
Wouldn't I, though? I'm half tempted.
Oh. Everything's so much greener than when we left. Look at that field of corn. It's shoulder high.
And its silk is coming out of its ears.
Must be almost ripe.
Oh, I'm glad we're getting back to Eastbrook. Corn on the cob, my favorite dish. What's your favorite dish, David?
You, when you're asleep.
You really like me better than an ear of corn?
An ear of Claudia? Anything.
Oh, that's sweet. This is quite a trip to Eastbrook.
Just seems so today, Mother, because we're all crowded up in this car. Don't forget, I do this back and forth every day and think nothing of it.
The happy commuter.
That's me.
I love trains, but I'd hate to go back and forth and back and forth. It doesn't get you anywhere.
Gets me to New York, gets me home. home and gets me to New York again.
Enough, enough, enough. I get the idea. Oh, look, Mama, quick look. Jared Tucker's house. Just as rickety's when we left it.
Rickety-er.
That's a fine way to talk about your benefactor.
He didn't benefact us. He just sold us his farm.
Exactly what I meant.
A pretty price, too. We'll be in Hawkford for the rest of our lives.
I am flattered by your opinion of me as a breadwinner.
No insults meant, darling. And I even forgive Jared Tucker. He gave us back the walnut tree, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, country's so quiet. I've forgotten how wide, peaceful, and serene it is. Look at that field of corn stretching as far as I can see. The little brook following the road. The birds singing like crazy. It's hot like in New York, but it isn't the same. It's sort of a cooler hot. Oh, David, how'd you know it was going to be so perfect up here?
It's only perfect because you think it is.
I hope our son grows up to think it, too.
He'd better. I'll knock his teeth out.
That's a nice, pretty way to talk. Is Gertrude going to be at the house when we get there?
I doubt it. I called her just before we left New York. She said she wouldn't be here this afternoon. She'd come back this evening to get dinner for us.
Good.
Didn't you want Gertrude to greet us at the door?
I sort of like the idea of coming home quietly, walking into a still house.
Never would be still with Gertrude around. She's a tornado, that woman.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
And feeds you so well.
I know what Mama means. I feel that way, too. Look, it's the beginning of our land. Mama, the stone wall from here, it's ours.
You needn't get so excited about it. It's been yours for months. It
feels even more ours now because we've been away. Because we're going to raise our son here.
Talk about him as if he were a vegetable.
He is. Look at him. Could you call him anything else?
He's a very attractive little vegetable.
A very wet little vegetable.
David always looks on the wet side of things. Mama, look. See that walnut tree standing on top of the hill? It's as if it was turned this way, all its branches reaching out to us.
Such sentiment.
Isn't it awful? Oh, David, go slow. Please go slow. I've been waiting for this for weeks, and I don't want it to be over in a minute.
Sure. There flies the old crow.
Everything looks just the same, only more so.
Claudia, stop leaning across me. You're going to crush Bobby.
Let him take care of himself. David, not so fast.
Any slower and we'll stop. Then I'll never get this car started again. It must be exhausted carrying all this load.
I can't see the house, David.
It's behind those trees there. There it is. There's a corner sticking out.
Funny, approaching it in the summer is so different than in the winter. We used to see it for miles down the road, but now all those fir trees are in the way. I see it.
It's a sweet little house.
It's home. Well, here we are. I thought we'd never get here.
Yep, here we are. Well, all's out that's getting out.
That's me.
That's me.
Ouch! My legs. I'll never be able to walk again.
Here, give me Bobby, Mama, while you get out.
I'm all right.
There we are. Better than ever now.
Yeah, it feels pretty good to be back, doesn't it?
It feels perfect. It's funny how I seem to have forgotten every other place I've ever lived in. I've lived here less time than any other place, and still, when I think of home, this is it.
Me too. Now, Skadoodle, I want to get you in the house.
Don't rush me. Whoops, I'm sticking to the seat. It's so warm.
Well, the place seems to be in pretty good shape.
Gets along well without us, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I think it gets along better without us than we do without it.
Grass needs an awful lot of cutting.
I sort of like it a little wild.
Not this wild.
Oh, hiya, Bluff. Come on, old boy.
Come on, old boy. He recognizes
me. Come on, you darn tootin' idiot. Come on, old boy.
Bobby won't scare Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby, it's just too bad. Bobby better get used to him. We had his luck first, didn't we?
Hey, boy, down. Down, you want to knock me over? My goodness, you're strong.
I'm as strong as you are. Oh, God, your tongue is so wet.
Now, take it easy. Nothing to get so excited about. Bluff, old boy, good to see you.
David, he's gotten enormous. When's he going to stop growing?
No, he's still a pup.
Some pup. Bobby looks like a sparrow.
Get away. Do you want me to drop Bobby on his head?
That's
you have hurt Bluff's feelings. Aren't you going to introduce him properly?
If he gave me a chance.
Yeah, give me the baby.
Now, be careful,
now, don't
baby.
You tell me how to treat my son. He and I get along swell. Now, come here, boy. Now, Bluff, I want you to meet young Master Norton. I want you to treat him gently for a while and not take advantage of the fact that he's a lot smaller than you are. I don't want you to roughhouse with him. I want you to keep an eye out for him. Hmm? I'm going to make you responsible for him.
He looks as if he understands.
You bet he understands. He's much brighter than your son.
What?
Now, Bluff, you take care now and never let anybody who isn't supposed to come near him. You hear?
Good luck.
Oh, Shakespeare's put in an appearance.
I don't see him. Where is he?
There, up there, on the branch of that tree.
Show off. Shakespeare, come on down here and be sociable.
Oh, leave him alone. He's only a cat.
And behaving exactly as a cat would, independent and snooty.
Well, if he is a cat, he should behave like a cat. I wouldn't have him any other way.
Oh.
You stay right where you are, Shakespeare. Don't let Mama bully you. Well, let's go into the house.
Keep me, Bobby, David.
I'll keep him.
That's right. You're his father. You can carry him over the threshold.
He seems to be waking up.
Looking around. First intelligent expression I've seen on his face.
Strange as it may seem, considering his parents, I think he's a very intelligent little boy.
Thank
now,
you, Mother.
What makes you think that, Grandma?
Oh, I think that he's saying to himself that he's a pretty lucky baby to be born into all of this.
No nonsense.
I think Mama's right. Babies are very wise little animals. I think he has a sense that this is his house. This is where he's going to grow up to be a man. But listen to your old man, Bobby. Though there are walls that surround our acres, you're not going to grow up alone. The world you've been born into is a world of people.
So many different people.
And when you're a little bigger and you can walk with me up to the top of this hill and look around, you'll see the lands of all our neighbors, one touching the other and held together by a good wall.
I remember the day we mended the wall with Matthew Warren. Matthew Warren is a good neighbor.
If you stand for your rights, son, and allow your neighbors to stand for theirs, you'll never have any trouble with them. If you live your own life, Bobby, according to your best standards, and realize that the people next to you are trying to do the same, you'll never tread on their toes.
That's not only for survival, is it, David?
It's for a lot more. It's for freedom. Freedom to live the life you want to live. The only way you'll have that freedom is if you let the next man, and the next man to him, live the life he wants to live.
The world isn't made up of people who let you live the life you want, David. There's so many who try and force their ideas on others.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But perhaps the day will come when tolerance is in the heart of every man. Then there'll be peace. It's individual men who make up the world, and the responsibility is with each of us alone.
Just like that, in a little community like this. Eastbrook wouldn't get along any better than the world does if each person didn't let the next one go his own way.
Exactly. Lots of different kind of people make up Eastbrook. There are Jared Tucker, Matthew Warren's over there, the George Reynolds, Dr. Barry, and all the others. Each one is different. The old and the young, the modern and the traditional, the ambitious and the lazy. And yet they all live together.
And live together well.
They are the world that you've been born into, Bobby. This is your own private world. Son, these people will be your friends if you let them be. And a man has to grow up in a world of friends or he'll die in a world of enemies. This is the tradition you've been born into, a country where each person is allowed to carve out his own destiny. You will have to learn to live your own life and never borrow the goodwill of your neighbors. Have your own ambition, but with due respect for the ambition of your neighbors.
It's a pretty tall order for a very small baby, David.
It's the only order I'll ever give him.
It's too bad, isn't it, that Eastbrook isn't the whole world. So many people and countries stand alone instead of touching each other as neighbors. Yet if a state, a land, a country can be made up of Eastbrooks, Why not a world?
Yes. Why not a world indeed? So, come on now, son. Come on, you're home.
Instead of going from one energy-consuming job to another, why don't you stop occasionally, as people do in factories, shops, and offices, and have an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola? The pause that refreshes is every bit as welcome to homemakers as it is to workers outside the home. Your refrigerator can be your private, well-stocked Coke cooler, with a supply of refreshment always on hand for the family and all who come.
Oh, well, it's a good feeling, Mr. King, back on the farm.
Welcome home, Mrs.
Thank you. Well, I guess I'd better get going. There's a great deal of work to be done.
Gertrude will be along in a moment to help you out.
She's a Wonder Woman, that Gertrude. Oh, dear.
What's the trouble, Mrs. Brown?
I just remembered Gertrude is not to be with us much longer.
That's right. When are Fritz and Bertha coming up?
The end of the week. Poor Claudia. She's going to have to tell the good Gertrude about it on Monday. I don't envy Claudia the job.
Neither do I, and I'll be around Monday to see how she does it.
So will I. So see you then, Mr. King.
Bye, Mrs. Brown. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again Monday at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir.
From July 30th, 1948, Claudia here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. We thank you for making us a part of your day. And, of course, as always, we ask that you thank this station and support their advertisers. It is their kindness and courtesy that allows us to be with you each and every time we're here on your favorite station. If you miss a day here, you do not have to miss a single show. Our shows are always available through our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Stream our shows on demand. Learn more about Classic Radio Collecting. You can find our social media links. You can find the link of places where you can download the shows through your favorite podcast applications. And you can also contact me and buy me a coffee. All that coffee money goes in to help our shows continue to grow and find new editions of these great programs. Thanks for tuning in. Tell all your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.